The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Mark. Chapter 14, verses 22 to 31. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it. He gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said vehemently, "Even though I must be without you, I will never deny you." And all of them said the same. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Please, will you sit down? We tend to invest meals with meaning. A meal is so much more than eating. It's eating together, building community. It keeps families together and strengthens their bonds. I remember a meal with special meaning. It was my 40th birthday. Yes, I can remember that just. And we were in France camping with our teenage children on the Ile de Ré. It was a quiet island off the west coast of France near La Rochelle. We hadn't planned anything for my birthday. It looked as if it was going to be a non-event. No one had remembered, and no one else knew. Or had they? We were camping with four other families, one French and three German. They were all related. We were strangers. The French children were our children's French pen pals. The other families said they were all going out for a meal that evening. Would we like to join them? So, having nothing better to do, it sounded good. So we said yes. So we hired bikes, and we cycled through the streets, and it was absolutely deserted. It was all very sort of mysterious, and it was sort of rather French resistance-like on our bikes, and there were sort of hollyhocks in the street. At the restaurant, it was discovered that it was my birthday, and by the generosity of the four families, it became my 40th birthday party. What a wonderfully symbolic evening, because it was multilingual, and we were now part of Europe. We won't say any more. What a wonderful surprise, because no one had known. But the most special thing was that I knew God was in control. It became a divine evening of bountiful grace. And what a party! To extend the European theme, the waiter was Italian. And as he tried to deal with the orders for ice cream, three different flavors each, three scoops each, round about 20 people, in different languages, he became more and more Latin. And then the bill. Complicated, but huge fun and memorable. And we were all friends at the end. The Jews are good at celebration, with festivals to mark various occasions. For the weekly Friday evening, Shabbat, they continue to gather in families. In the hotels, you see people dressed up and gathered together, wine glasses at the ready, the men wearing their little skull caps. I think there's a special word for that, but I can't think what it is. These meals and occasions are all packed with meaning. They're intended to draw people together in tight community, sharing the history of their deliverance as a people of God. The meals nurture both body and soul. And most especially and significantly, each year, the Israelites would remind themselves at Passover of that last meal in Egypt on the eve of their deliverance. This meal identified them as the children of God, God's precious family. The instructions were to slaughter a lamb, one for each family, or they might share a lamb if it was a small family. At the first Passover, they were to use the blood to mark out their homes for deliverance, for passing over. As the angel of death visited the homes of the Egyptians, killing the firstborn in each family. They were to eat the lamb together to sustain them for their journey. Because the next day, they would take everything with them and start on their 40-year trek. As I'm sure you remember, as they departed, they were met by an insurmountable obstacle. The Red Sea before them, and Pharaoh in hot pursuit behind them, the chariots thundering closer. It was to be a most remarkable lesson of faith. The scene was set for the greatest miracle they had ever seen, and they'd seen quite a few. This time, the sea would part before them. Reenacting this drama, this miraculous deliverance, retelling this story was an important part of their culture. And Jesus was looking forward to this meal with his disciples because it was to be packed with new meaning. He knew what he was about to do. He was about to reinterpret the Passover meal to mean something even more special. It would be reinterpreted in such a way that we still remember Jesus in this meal, sometimes every day, sometimes less frequently, weekly, monthly, quarterly, depending on our church. Jesus was to become the Passover lamb, and his blood was about to be shed for us, so that we might be saved, so that the angel of death would pass over us. The already rich symbolism of the meal was to be taken captive and given new meaning. Memories already there were to be strengthened. There was the recent memory of the feeding of the 5,000 when Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and fed a multitude. Take, bless, break, and share. At the supper that night, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and then broke it. His body broken for us, he said. And then he gave thanks for the cup of wine before it was passed round and shared. His blood poured out for them, sacrificed for them all. Drink this, all of you. This is my blood, drink my cup with me, share my life. They would never forget this last meal with him. I want to tell you about another meal that was special to me. And that was a meal I shared with my parents the night before we parted. I was 16 and had just left my Scottish school before going to the Lake District for my final year at a boarding school. They were going to East Africa on a Union Castle ship with my younger brother. I was staying in Scotland for the summer and then going on to school. My much-loved cat, Pepper, had to be given away. The house had been packed up. To cap it all, I'd had an operation to remove some bone in my mouth. That very week, I was not feeling great. My face was swollen, and there were stitches around my gums. My family were departing for I know not where. But a meal in a restaurant with my family was a very special occasion, and it seemed awful not to enjoy it. But how could I, knowing what was about to happen? And how were the disciples and Jesus to enjoy the meal they were about to share with what must have been some very mixed feelings? Now, it's important to realize that Jesus was supremely in control of his destiny. Nothing had been left to chance. Jesus made every effort to tell his disciples ahead of time what was going to happen. There were no mistakes. He knew that his disciples would fall away and that one of them would betray him. He told them what to expect. He showed how well he understood them and their weakness. Peter, you think you are strong. You think you love me more than the others and more than anything else. But Peter, I know you will deny me 3 times before the night is out and the cock crows. How do you think the disciples felt at what Jesus said? What was the atmosphere like? Did they feel joyful or apprehensive? Sad? How were they going to enjoy that meal? So many questions. What Jesus said turned out to be true. He, the shepherd, was to be taken, and they would be scattered. The thing that worries me is that I know how weak I am. Would I have the strength to stay by Jesus? Would I have the strength to own my discipleship when push came to shove? Or would I too deny my Savior? And I guess that's something we all ask ourselves, as the disciples did around the table that night. Surely not I, Lord. They were all wondering. So 2,000 years have passed and we come together tonight to reenact that meal of so long ago. We do remember Jesus and his sacrifice. We do remember that he gave up his body and his blood for us. We stand metaphorically together and we remember that we are all in the same boat, tarred with the same brush, all of us sinners, and capable of letting Jesus down, even betraying him like Judas. Heaven help us. And we remember something else. That we were commanded, yes, commanded, to love one another as Jesus loved us. We travel together. We help one another up when we fall down. Forgive one another as Jesus forgave us. We are to see this journey through together. We are brothers and sisters. And Jesus said something about the joy that was awaiting him. the joy of going home to be with his Father, the joy that it would all soon be finished. And he wanted to leave us something, a precious gift, his joy and his peace. The peace that the world cannot give, a peace that passes all understanding. He was going away, but he promised that we would not be left comfortless. It was in the plan. He'd provided for us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who would always be at hand to strengthen and comfort, to reassure, to remind, and to challenge. First, though, the cross and the betrayal of Jesus and the failure of all the disciples. It would be a while until the Spirit came and filled the disciples, transforming them from the cowards they were into the martyrs they became, worthy of Jesus, carrying out the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations. It is good to know that God's plans cannot be thwarted by our failures and weakness, that he knows us better than we know ourselves, that he still loves us, and he alone can transform. So let us ask for this transforming touch over the Easter period, before once again we remember Jesus and his body broken and his blood poured out for us in this meal with such a special meaning tonight. Let us pray. Lord, thank you that you love us as we are. Thank you, Lord, that you do not leave us as we are. We ask you, Lord, to transform us, to break us, melt us, mold us into the people you would have us be. Amen.